Before we launch into chapter one and I let a professional narrator read the rest of the book, I wanted to share with you how and why this book came to be. Around my 40th birthday, I started thinking about what it means to age. It's a fundamentally human question, one we all start to consider at some point. None of us is immune to the passage of time, and one day, when you realize that life just keeps moving forward and there really is no going back, the wondering begins. Poets write poems about it, and musicians write songs about it, and scientists design experiments to understand it. All of us humans wonder what will happen to us when we get older. I had been living in this body of mine for more than 4 decades when I started thinking about the changes that might be coming down the road. I have experienced a lot of changes throughout my life, of course, but I found myself unable to stop thinking about how the decades ahead were going to reveal some even more drastic changes, and how I didn't really understand the aging process or what it would mean for me. I had seen people I love get old and decline sharply and painfully, and I wondered if that would be my fate, or if I could hope for something better. Around the same time, I was also writing a book called The Body Book, which focused on the foundational aspects of human life. It was full of the kind of stuff I had been learning about over the course of nearly 2 decades. Information about nutrition, exercise, and cultivating strong habits, along with some of the latest scientific insights about overall physical health. I already had intimate knowledge of the ways in which fitness and diet could change my body for the better. Now I wondered how I could stay healthy and strong in the years to come. We all want longevity, of course. We all want more calendar pages to turn, more time to experience life. But what is a long life without strength, without physical and emotional health and resilience? So I called my writing partner, Sandra Bark, with whom I had written The Body Book, and I told her that I'd figured out that our next book would be about cellular aging. She laughed and said, "Great, an easy one." To be clear, there is nothing easy about this subject of aging. Not the science of it, and not the experience of living through it. But easy or not, it will happen, and it is happening right now. We can avoid most uncomfortable truths for a very long time, if we want to, but there's no denying that this one catches up with us eventually. It's my hope that with a better understanding of what aging really is, the science of it, the biology of it, the cultural and historical context of it, we can all become empowered to live well in the years ahead. One thing I learned about uncomfortable truths is that you make life a whole lot harder for yourself when you pretend they aren't real. You can waste a lot of precious time and energy trying to make something into what it is not. Once you stop fighting reality, everything becomes a lot easier. Youth is a beautiful part of life, and the discoveries we make when we are young are invaluable. They are the lessons and the memories that we will carry with us as we move into each new phase of our lives. It's important to keep those lessons close to us. But it is also important to let go of what no longer is and to accept and prepare for what is to come. As babies and toddlers, we were blissfully unaware of the fact that we were zooming ahead developmentally. As adolescents transitioning into teenagers, we were equipped only with the information that adults around us decided to share, for better or for worse. And our understanding of what was around the bend and how to deal with all the crazy changes we soon experience wasn't up to us. This round, it's our turn. When it comes to the next phase of our lives, the responsibility of preparation is solely ours. We have the opportunity to gather our resources, our abilities, all the wisdom we have gained over the years, and design a plan for healthy aging that will help us stay strong while also making us more aware, more conscious, and more connected to ourselves and to one another. Before we embark on this journey together, I would like to offer a disclaimer. This is not an anti-aging book. I'm not going to tell you how to trick time or reverse the aging process in 30 days. Some books and articles about aging claim the latest groundbreaking discoveries can show you how to turn back the clock. Others offer strategies for making yourself look younger, or suggest that certain miracle foods or supplements are the newest fountain of youth. This is not that kind of book. This book takes a step back to examine how the aging process really works and how time will affect us physically and emotionally, because these two components of our health are inseparable. What you will find in these pages is information and an ideology that I hope will help you find a new way of thinking about aging. I don't want you to live in fear of aging or beat yourself up about the fact that your body is doing something totally natural. I want to reframe the way that we, as women, talk about aging. I want to offer a perspective that is healthier and more scientifically accurate than the fear and shame-based conversation that permeates our culture.